WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. You know, I've been thinking a lot lately about how often we talk about mindfulness and meditation as the go-to solutions for stress and mental well-being. Don't get me wrong, those practices are amazing. But sometimes, all you really need is to lace up your shoes and hit the pavement. That's right, I'm talking about walking not just any walk, mind you, but a mindful walk that connects you with your body, your breath, and the world around you. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, okay, Laura, another one of those wellness trends, stick with me for a sec. We're going deep into why walking, especially when infused with intention, can be seriously transformative for your mental health, especially if you've got that lovely ADHD brain swelling around up there. All right, let's dive into 5 key takeaways from this episode that will rock your world, I promise. First off, walking is a natural mood booster. Ever noticed how good it feels to step outside after a particularly stressful day? Well, science backs this up. Walking releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals in your brain that act like natural painkillers and mood elevators. So basically, walking can be like an instant happiness hack, no need for any pricey self-care products or complicated routines. Just get moving. Number 2, walking is a fantastic way to clear mental clutter. That racing mind, those endless thoughts swirling around. A walk can help you create space and gain some much-needed clarity. Imagine it like this. You're walking through a forest, the trees blocking out all distractions, your focus shifting to each step, each leaf, each birdsong. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain. Thirdly, walking can actually improve your focus and concentration. Sounds counterintuitive, right? I know, I thought so too. But hear me out. Walking gets your blood flowing, which means more oxygen is getting to your brain, essential for optimal cognitive function. It's like giving your brain a mini workout, helping you sharpen your attention and get things done. Now, number 4. Walking can be a powerful tool for managing anxiety and stress. When those feelings start creeping in, take a walk. The physical movement and the change of scenery can do wonders to calm your nervous system and reduce those racing thoughts. Finally, number 5. Walking is accessible to everyone. You don't need fancy equipment or a gym membership. Just a pair of comfortable shoes and a willingness to move your body. You can walk in your neighborhood, at the park, even around your house. The key is to find a space that feels safe and comfortable for you. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're feeling overwhelmed after a long day. Work deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and your mind is buzzing with to-do lists. You grab your keys, lace up your shoes, and head out for a walk. As you stroll down the street, the rhythm of your footsteps becomes a soothing melody. The fresh air fills your lungs, cleansing your body and calming your soul. You notice the vibrant colors of the flowers blooming in gardens, the playful chirping of birds, and the gentle breeze rustling through the leaves. With each step, you feel tension melting away, replaced by a sense of peace and clarity. By the time you return home, you feel refreshed, recharged, and ready to tackle whatever comes your way. Walking isn't just about physical health, it's a powerful tool for nurturing your mental well-being too. It can help you manage stress, improve focus, boost your mood, and connect with yourself on a deeper level. So next time you're feeling overwhelmed or stuck in a rut, put on those sneakers and go for a walk. You might be surprised by the incredible benefits it brings to your mind, body, and spirit. Remember, friends, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. And sometimes, the simplest actions can have the greatest impact. Go out there, take a walk, feel the ground beneath your feet, breathe in the fresh air, and allow yourself to be present in this moment. You deserve it. And that's all for today's episode of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share the podcast with your friends who could use a little dose of mindful walking magic. Until next time, keep shining bright and stay connected to your inner wisdom. Peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.